Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I have Tim Brown, senior editor from sonsoflibertymedia.com on the radio with me right now. And I just wanted to ask, Tim, who is it that you talked to this morning and what's going on, for goodness sakes?
Yeah, I got to talk with Dr. Kent Hovind, who was released from prison today. And had, I don't know, 10 or 15 minutes to speak with him. And he was very hungry, for one thing. they could not get into a Kentucky Fried Chicken, which he wanted to have, but they were able to eat some Popeyes. And while I was interviewing him, he said, oh, there's an ice cream place. I'd like to have some ice cream. But he's been released from prison.
Amen.
Very positive attitude. Shared with me that during the 9 years he's been in prison, he's had the opportunity to win about 800 men to the Lord.
Amen.
Which we, you know, praise God through the trials and the sufferings that he uses him in that way. And you know, he's still very much looking to continue that kind of ministry, even, you know, out of prison.
Now, Tim, I'm curious to know, and to kind of lay out the narrative for the people so they can understand what's going on. Dr. Hovind, 9 years ago, was actually thrown into prison for, if you go back to the IRS, there was a publication, IRS publication 557, that says that churches are tax exempt. They're just exempt, okay, folks? And the bottom line is he was putting himself in the position of a church, and the IRS didn't agree with that. So at length, he ended up in prison for 9 years. And in saying that, Tim is now talking about how the fact that he was actually given a prison ministry for those 9 years and over 800 people were saved. Now, Tim, let's liken that to Scripture, because we had a little bit of a conversation right before the radio show. But it's interesting to note all the men and women that were used in the Bible to actually write the Bible by the inspiration of God were actually in jail. Expound just a little bit with the time that we have allotted.
A little bit. Well, we know, first of all, there was Joseph, who was wrongly imprisoned by Potiphar, and God used him to interpret dreams and eventually rose him up into Egypt so that a lot of people might be saved. In preparation, God had revealed that he was going to send judgment, or that he was going to send a famine. And so he provided the interpretation of dreams so that Joseph would be used there. And he was able to save a lot of people in Egypt, but also his brothers.
That's
his brothers were brought there to save. We know that many of the prophets in the Old Testament got thrown into jail, and there was Jeremiah thrown into a pit. Persecution by what we would term as the beast, the tyrants who would forget God's law. And then we know that the Apostle Paul wrote many of his letters from prison. As I was saying, he didn't go into the city looking for the hotel where he was going to stay. He was wanting to find out what the accommodations of the prison was like, because that's where they were going to put him. And so a lot of his ministry was done from prison. And even Lord Jesus said that, you know, as those Matthew 25, you came and visited me while I was in prison. And that's one of the things Dr. Hovind said was he said there are so many men in prison who don't get phone calls, visits, letters, or anything, and he says it just adds to many of them to their despair. And he said, you know, that is something that we as believers can be a part of. It's part of, you know, what Jesus gave instruction for.
Amen. Well, folks, for those that did not know, Dr. Dino, Eric Holvin, actually his son called me this morning and said, listen, we're processing my dad out right now. I called up Tim from Sons of Liberty Media and I said, hey, Tim, why don't we get this information out there? There's a lot of people talking about Holvin right now. There's a lot of people that are concerned for Holvin right now. And there's a lot of people that are going to be rejoicing. Well, folks, we're giving you the reason right now to go ahead and rejoice. Dr. Kent Holvin from DrDino.com has been released after 9 years of prison. And I'm sure there's much more to come concerning what Dr. Holvin and his perspective is concerning his years in prison and why he was there. So we'll just kind of wait for that to unroll. And as things transpire, we'll let you know as well. But I wanted to give it to you firsthand, folks. We got an email this morning from his son, told us that we were processing dad out. And we wanted to let you know, and we wanted to be the first ones to let you know that there's a reason to rejoice today, because a Dr. Holvin, DrDino.com, is one of those guys, America, that we need out there. And without him, we feel that there's a limb missing. There's a piece of us missing, the body of Christ. But with him there, friends, that it adds so much more to the strength in the body of Christ in America. So we're happy to have him out there. And Tim, thank you for calling in really on short notice as you have and giving us that information. And thank you for doing the interview as well. And how long do you suppose before we actually have an article out there on sonsoflibertymedia.com?
I hope we'll have it by the end of the radio show. I just had something I had to do right before that, dealing with emails.
Okay.
So I'm fixing to get on that now. I've already started it. So
if I get it
later than 5 o'clock today, but hopefully by the end of the hour.
Sounds good. Thank you, Tim. I appreciate it very much. Folks, Tim Brown, senior editor, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Let's go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com real quick, friends. We have Oregon Christian Cake Bakers. This fight is not over. Of course, the state-controlled media will not let you know that the fight is not over. They just want to show you that they've been oppressed. They've been snuffed out. Well, the fact of the matter is, friends, they haven't been snuffed out, and it's not over the way the state-controlled media would have you believe. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Obama, American troops can't defeat Islamic State? Really? Well, maybe that's why he's trying to add to the strength of the Islamic State by disarming the American people. What think you and what say you, America? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Jade Helm, terrorist attacks, surveillance, and other fairy tales for gullible Americans, written by John Whitehead from Rutherford Institute. He's an attorney. Nailed it right on the head. Also on sonsoflibertymedia.com, New York Stock Exchange comes to screeching halt. Stocks plunge. Folks, people are suspecting that the Chinese are playing with the stock market right now. Check that out. No, San Francisco, the Bible cities of refuge, we're not sanctuary cities. Check that out. Brian Fisher from American Family Association. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. With each passing day, the Iran nuke deal becomes worse and worse. Of course it is. And keep in mind that Valerie Jarrett, friends, is also Iranian. And who calls the shots with baby Barack? Well, Mama does. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Navy pilot tries to sell F-35 secrets in exchange for Chinese breaking him out of prison. Oh, and folks, just for the record, one more time, I wanted to let you know that during the 4th of July weekend, there was sightings of Russian bombers on the West Coast in our airspace. Just wanted to kind of highlight that. Been talking about that and just waiting for it to come to pass, because when it does, America, you can say that you knew this. You knew that this was coming down the line. Well, it is, friends. We're dealing with the Chinese now and the Russians as it's coming into scope as to what's taking place and who our real enemies are, friends, because they are within. And keep in mind, this criminal administration is allied to America's sworn enemies. If you'd like to call in at any time over the next 45 minutes, 1-866-233-0747. Check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Be right back.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, you can. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, interacts with SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well, friends. If you'd like to go over to Facebook, go over to Bradley Dean Double E, and or Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, or Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. Also, our Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1 Double E, Bradley Dean 1 on our Twitter account. Again, and the phone lines are going to be open for the next 45 minutes. 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, when injustice looks, smells, and has the color of law, does not mean that it's law. It may look like law. It may smell like law. It may even have the color of law. But friends, you need to understand that it's not law. President Thomas Jefferson said to consider the judges, I'm going to go to the Supreme Court here in just a moment, or even community judges, to consider the judges as the ultimate arbiters to decide differences of right and wrong, friends, of all constitutional questions. Thomas Jefferson said, a very dangerous doctrine indeed, and one which would place us under the despotism of an oligarchy. Now, for those that don't know what oligarchy is, it means to rule over many, where few rule over many. And the word despotism, you need to understand this word too, because it's pretty severe in its definition. The exercise of absolute power, especially in a cruel and oppressive way. And that's exactly what we're seeing today, a country or political system where the rulers, those that have been delegated power by we the people, right? They derive their just powers from the consent of we the people, the Declaration of Independence, where they hold absolute power over us, when in fact they work for us, we don't work for them. They have the roles completely upside down on its head. Now again, I want you to hear what President Thomas Jefferson said. To consider the judges as the ultimate arbiters of all constitutional questions, It's a very dangerous doctrine indeed, and one which would place us under the despotism of an oligarchy. Is that what's happening today, friends? I mean, just for example, is it lawful? And by the way, if you'd like to call in at any time, do. You can answer these questions. Is it lawful to implement something called Obamacare? The Affordable Care Act. Notice the words again, the names. It's to deceive the people. Is it lawful? Is it constitutional? And if it is, can you show me where? Was it lawful for the Supreme Court to go ahead and say to the American people that it's a woman's choice to kill the fruit of her womb? Can you tell me where they derived that authority? Because it's not from the people. We want to know where that authority is coming from. What about taking the leadership of teachers out of the classroom in the 60s? Where no longer were the teachers allowed to lead in prayer every day as school begins. Well, when they said enough of that, where did the Supreme Court derive their authority to do that? 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. I want to know where they derived their authority. And I want you to show me constitutionally how they can justify their position. Now, one more time, President Thomas Jefferson, to consider the judges as the ultimate arbiters of all constitutional questions, as if to say it's for them to decide, to interpret what the Constitution says. He said it's a very dangerous doctrine indeed, and one which would place us under the despotism of an oligarchy. A country or political system where the ruler holds absolute power. Well, this is how they're acting today. See, folks, there are many in America which are actually acting as if they were surprised to see what the decision the Supreme Court came out with concerning homosexual marriage. Notice I said their decision. And by the way, for those that did not know, those Supreme Court injustices that you see sitting up there today, the black-robed tyrants, because that's what they are, because they're ruling out of their scope of authority. They're ruling in accordance with international law, by the way. Did you know that there are 9 attorneys and that of the unelected, of the 9 attorneys that sit there, not one of them has been elected by the people. They've been appointed. Okay? In many cases, folks, without question, it's the fox in the chicken coop 9 times over. Folks, the courts have shown once again their utter disregard for the republic and the people they serve and the rule of God's moral law called common law by advocating what God clearly condemns. Read Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20:13, Romans 1:24. Folks, these injustices, of course, are acting outside of their scope of authority, as I said, as well as good behavior. And it's the duty of the judges to discover and apply law, nothing more and nothing less. When you see a referee or a referee out on a field, let's go to a football game really quick. It's his job to call the shot according to the rules that are already laid down, not to create them as the game goes on. You understand? And that's exactly what judges are supposed to do in America. They're not to legislate, nor to sit as activists or minions for the higher-ups, just doing what they're told to do, working for special interest groups rather than we the people. Well, they themselves, friends, going back to this again, because this is where it shows you who's responsible lawfully. They themselves swore to uphold the oath, to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. So help me God. But their recent decision, homosexual marriage, never in the history of mankind, and what it's really about, folks, just simply look to Canada. But going back and speaking of homosexual marriage, let's talk about the fox in the chicken coop, or the foxes in the chicken coop. Because when we're talking of homosexual marriage, what would America expect from a radical lesbian named Alina Kagan, who is known for queerifying Harvard, as well as attacking America's military? What kind of decision did you expect to come from someone as corrupt and debased as she was? And is, I'm sorry. How did you expect that she would vote, friends? knowing that she's a radical lesbian. She's known for queerifying Harvard. How did you expect that she would vote concerning homosexual marriage? By the way, she was appointed by Barack Hussein Obama, the criminal himself. America, how did you expect she would vote? Well, the way that she did. Now, back in December of 2012, I warned Just in Time for Homosexual Marriage was the name of the article, where Kagan, who has never judged a case a day in her life, yet like Obama, unqualified for office himself, well, they both seem fit to qualify her and herself on the Supreme Court bench. Just in time for the court to review homosexual marriage. How convenient. You should see the record of Alina Kagan, friends. You want to talk about transgressing everything that we are, even crimes against nature to the nth degree? How convenient. It kind of reminds me of Sotomayor, who's an internationalist, who's appointed to the bench just in time for, well, the immigration issues in which we see are at hand today. Wow, how convenient. Now, what's even more amazing to me is the fact that the 78% of American people that call themselves Christians apparently don't even know what the Bible declares concerning the issues at hand. It's amazing to see what the professed Christians will tolerate. If you read 1 John 2:4, it says, "He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him." Well, what if they don't know his commandments? Exactly. Furthermore, to allow the Supreme Court to rule by oligarchy where few rule over many. By the way, you can go back to the prayer situation that we had in public schools in 1962. Did you know that the Supreme Court voted in favor of giving the Lord the finger by saying that no longer can teachers lead prayer in public schools? They voted in favor of less than 3% of the population and spit in the face of 97% of the people that they work for. But the American people stood down when they should have stood up. Oligarchy, friends, by the way, is illegal in this country. And speaking of homosexual marriage, did you know that the Supreme Court just recently voted in favor of giving two men and two women the right to marry? It's not theirs to redefine. God defined marriage, not them. So who are they at war with? Who are they attempting to put this nation at war against? It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, friends. But now what's interesting is they voted in favor of less than 1.6% of America's population. Did you hear what I said? They voted in favor of less than 1.6% of America's population to upend your Constitution, to upend your sovereignty. Friends, this is illegal. I'm going to come right back. I'm talking about the fox and the chicken coop. Let's name a couple more, shall we? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV.
So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Talking about the usurpations of the court, you know them as the Supreme Court, folks. And it's absolutely interesting the ignorance of the American people to tolerate the crimes that those that are seated on the Supreme Court bench are committing on a daily basis. We've been assailed by this court for years, even before I was here. And why the American people stand down and allow them to do it? Well, it just clarifies the very reason that they're encouraged to do it again to you tomorrow. Because America has stood down when they should have stood up. So, folks, going back to the court, I was talking about how if it looks like law, it smells like law, it has the color of law, well, most people believe, well, then it must be law. But the fact of the matter is that's not true at all. Case in point, this is the same court that voted to allow murdering the innocent in the womb, stating that it was the woman's choice. Read Proverbs 6:17, friends. God hates hands that shed innocent blood. Exodus 20, sixth commandment, thou shalt not kill. But the court says, go ahead. It's her choice. Folks, it's blood money. It's a money-making system. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, another fox in the chicken coop, if not proclaiming her utter disregard in Egypt for the American Constitution, well, then she is, in her confusion, blurting out the truth when she said, in an astonishing admission on her behalf, she said that she was under the impression that legalizing abortion with the 1973 Roe versus Wade case would eliminate undesirables and undesirable members of the population, or as she put it, populations that we don't want to have too many of. Folks, she just told on herself. In her confusion, she blurted out the truth. She indicted herself. She incriminated herself, if you're listening to what she said. Populations that we don't want to have too many of, you mean like Margaret Sanger aiming at blacks and Hispanics? Exactly. Do you realize right at this point, friends, she should have been impeached and indicted right then and right there? If they fail to sit during good behavior, read Article 3, Section 1, it tells us that they're to be removed. The judges, both of the supreme and inferior courts, shall hold their offices during good behavior. And shall, that means to abide by the laws given. Right? Remember, discover and apply. They shall hold their offices during good behavior and shall at stated times receive for their service a compensation which shall not be diminished during their continuance in the office. But they don't have the right to violate law going on. Folks, as I asked you during the second segment, where's the Supreme Court deriving all of this unconstitutional power from? I want to tell you. From the ignorance of the American people, not knowing the difference, and they would have it so, rest assured. Because in most cases, Americans are still under the delusion that the Supreme Court justices are appointed for life. And whatever the Supreme Court decides is going to be the law of the land. Really, who told you that? Who told you that? Because it's wrong. That is incorrect. Well, that's not what I was told. Well, no, if you read the Constitution of the United States of America, you'll understand exactly what they are allotted and what they are not allotted concerning their duties, their obligations, concerning their positions, and the delegated powers given unto them by we the people. They're not to act as a bunch of demigods where they rule the roost through oligarchy, but that's what they're doing. Because the American people don't know the difference. You know, I know that just recently we had a conservative come on. He's a pretty cool guy, too, by the way. I met the guy, Huckabee. But he said that we need to put term limits on the Supreme Court. Well, of course we do. But you know what? It's beyond that. They are ruling in contradiction of our given law by our Creator. So we're not looking for just limitation on term limits or term limit limitations or term limitations. We're looking to impeach and indict. Because these people know what they do, and if they don't, then it's because they couldn't read their own oath, which they swore to uphold. Again, Americans are under the delusion that the Supreme Court justices are appointed for life, outside of good behavior, and that whatever the Supreme Court decides is going to be the law of the land. Baloney! Baloney! It's not the law of the land to do what contradicts God's law. It's called unlaw. It's not law at all. And they within themselves hope that the American people never catch on, because have the American people ever caught on, or if they do catch on, they know that their numbers are up. They're done for. And until that message is sent to the Supreme Court justice or any other corrupt politician, representative, senator, president, vice president, whatever the case might be, they're going to continuously do it. Going on, the fox in the chicken coop. Did you know that in many schools across the country, you are required to pass Bible courses before you could graduate high school? I actually have a couple of the books here at my house. All the way up until 1962, prayer was the norm for virtually every school in America, and the Ten Commandments were posted in school hallways. But in 1980, the Ten Commandments were taken out of the schools in the case Stone versus Graham. By the way, friends, you've never lost the right. This is all the impression. This is all sleight of hand. The court made the following statement concerning our children in this country. The court did. As if to say that they are God. As if to say that whatever they say goes. I'm humored by this, friends. But it's very dangerous. They said, the court did, if the posted copies of the Ten Commandments are to have any effect at all, it would be to induce the school children to read, meditate, perhaps to venerate, and obey the commandments. The courts went on to say, not our laws, the courts, the corrupt system in the court, the corrupt judiciaries, friends, said that this is not a permissible state objective. Then what is their purpose? Maybe they need to take some time to read Psalm 2. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry. As a matter of fact, if you look at it for what it is and the fruit on the tree of these tyrants wearing black robes, it's interesting to know that the Supreme Court helps to advocate the crime rather than to prevent the crime. Who are they working for, friends? Psalm 19:11 says, "For by them the commandments of God, thy servant is warned." I'll tell you what, if you're going out into a lake in the state of Minnesota in the wintertime and you see a sign that states that there's thin ice, stay off, guess what you do? You stay off the thin ice. They want to remove all those signs. These are a bunch of anarchists sitting on the bench, friends. Satanists. Do what you want to do. That's what they're teaching the kids. The Supreme Court has a lawful obligation and duty to execute judgment upon crime, not to encourage it, but that's what they're doing. Read Isaiah 51, verse 4. Oh, by the way, this is the same court that has transgressed its delegated authority over and over again. Psalm 94:20. What they do is by mischief create law, which is not law at all. It's delusion. It's the world that they themselves are in. They want you to come into the world that they create. Read Isaiah 5:20 and Psalm 2. Thomas Jefferson again said, "The opinion which gives to the judges the right to decide what laws are constitutional and what not, not only for themselves in their own sphere of action, but for the legislature and the executive also in their spheres, would make the judiciary a despotic branch." It would make it a despotic branch. In other words, it would make them your tyrannical rulers. Folks, these people are taking away your rights that God gave. And they're doing it on a consistent basis, little by little by little by little. They're patient. But this is how they're upending we the people. By coming out with their decisions, not according to our law, but according to their own version of lawlessness. And really what it comes down to, friends, is international law. That's what they're doing. They're ruling according to international law. European-style law. And it's lawlessness. It's Satanism, friends. It really is. And I'm not just using that word candidly. I'm telling you, friends, it's Satanism. It's arbitrary government. Whatever they say goes. Baloney, not in America. But listen again to what Thomas Jefferson said. "The opinion which gives to the judges the right to decide what laws are constitutional and what not, not only for themselves in their own sphere of action, but for the legislature and executive also in their spheres, would make the judiciary a despotic branch." That's exactly what they are. Isn't it interesting that we're told that there's lines between church and state by communist organizations like the ACLU and others? But when it comes to the government transgressing that erected wall, which is in place concerning lines between church and state, barring the government from what it's doing, isn't it interesting when they do it, it's acceptable, but when individuals in this country do it, they use the state-controlled media to demonize and polarize you. Oh, well, welcome to America. Join the club. Let them do it, friends. "Where I be lifted up, Christ said, I'll draw all men nigh." America, let their cruelties swell your ranks. Because until you know the difference as to what they are allotted to do lawfully and what they are not allotted to do, nothing's going to change in this country. And I'm here to tell you today that what they're doing is un-American, unconstitutional, therefore null and void. I'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Greetings, I'm Ron Strom, commentary editor for WND.com. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Bradley Dean for the vital work he does through his radio show, Sons of Liberty. I think of Bradley Dean as a biblical patriot on steroids.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
All right, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play in the political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to ourflags.com. That's R, like rebel, R, the letter R. Ourflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? Ourflags.com. That's ourflags.com. Go now.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Of law, looks like law, smells like law, has the color of law. Well, it must be law. No, it is not, friends. A little common sense comes into play. And it doesn't mean that it's law because the Supreme Court says so. No, there's no such thing as homosexual marriage, friends. There never will be. Never, ever. Let me say it real slow. Ever. Never, ever. Never. I don't care what they say. It will never be okay to murder the innocent in the womb. Obamacare will never be constitutional. It will never be lawful. They have to, through totalitarian methods, push it through by force. And I'll tell you what, folks. When a government begins to act in such a fashion as to what you see today, there's going to be war. And by the way, that's what they mean to incite. Within and without. The rule of law, friends, is to a people that abide by it, peaceful. The rule of force means war. And it's exactly what the Supreme Court is pushing for, along with this criminal administration on a daily basis. America, you've been affronted over and over and over and over by this administration. This has been going on for years. Incrementally, through the siege, Deuteronomy 28, taking over every aspect of your life. In America, you in this country still have the freedom to write. You still have the freedom to do the right thing. Let me say it again. You still have the freedom to do the right thing, so there's no excuses as to why they are getting away with whatever you let them get away with. Can't blame anybody else. I don't like Obama no more than I like Bush. I know more like Bush than I like Clinton. I know more like Clinton than I like Daddy Bush. Same agenda, different tyrant. That's all. I just read right before the break concerning judges in this country, the opinion which gives to the judges the right to decide what laws are constitutional, which are not, not only for themselves and their own sphere of action, but for the legislature and executive also in their spheres, would make the judiciary a despotic branch, tyrannical. But what we're seeing the Supreme Court do today seems to be set in place not to magnify the law against the crime to preserve our liberties, but rather to magnify the crime and encourage the crime to destroy rather than to preserve. It's as if the Supreme Court injustices are being used as teachers to train up America's posterity by tearing down the American Constitution and attempting to create one in their own images. Read Jeremiah 5:31. Because when Jeremiah was going out and prophesying to the people and telling them that their sin is before a just and a holy God, the Lord came back and said, listen, they're not rejecting you, Jeremiah. They're rejecting me. They would have it so. They would have it so. I was watching a dictator by the name of Adolf Hitler. We spent some time watching Mussolini. We spent some time watching Stalin, Mao Zedong. Now I'm on to Adolf Hitler. Friends, what you're seeing in America today after Adolf Hitler came to power is exactly what you've been seeing in this country over the last 14 years. Exactly. Verbatim. Verbatim. And everybody loved Adolf Hitler for it until they realized what the end aim was. As Adolf Hitler put all these countries that were his political opponents into scope, what the German people didn't realize as they all stood behind this joker, that the joke was on them and they were the ones that were in the crosshairs for perfect judgment. And at length, what happened? They were destroyed. That's interesting, too. His body was never produced, which is interesting. Kind of reminds me of Osama bin Laden's body was never produced. It was wrapped up. It was given a Muslim eulogy, funeral, and then it was thrown into the water without the American people seeing anything. And the American people, of course, bought it. And he's thrown into the water. There he goes, that bad guy. Well, the question is who profited from all that, friends? More than the American government. Who profited from that? Who profited from terrorism? And who's been profiting from terrorism since September 11th? The American government has. But just keep falling in line with the narratives, friends. Just be the little sheeple that are going over the end of the cliff and don't pay attention to the one that's telling you to turn around to your own demise. But we see the Supreme Court helping everything along by illegally attempting to implement something that has the color of law, smells like law, looks like law. But friends, again, I'm here to tell you it's not law. Again, as I just said, the Supreme Court seems to be set in place to destroy rather than to preserve, because that's what they're doing. It's been said that to take all the robes of all the good judges that ever lived on the face of the earth, and they would not be large enough to cover the iniquity of one corrupt judge. Well, America, how about 9 corrupt judges? You want me to say that again? It has been said that to take all the robes of all the good judges that ever lived on the face of the earth, and they would not be large enough to cover the iniquity of one corrupt judge. And again, I lay to your candor, America, how about 9 corrupt judges? Oh, but what about Scalia, man? He's a good one, really. Well, what about Roberts? Well, you already found out about him. Prince, look at their records. The very things that you feel or have been told to the state-controlled media that they advocate or that they're the opponents of what the left wants, you'll find out oftentimes, friends, that they're voting in favor of what you least expected that they would vote in favor of. Namely, Scalia. We found out that with Roberts through what? The Affordable Care Act. And what did he do? He played the word game. It's still unconstitutional, Article 1, Section 8. It doesn't matter. It means, America, that you should have impeached every single one of these guys and girls, which have no business there whatsoever. They're bought and paid for. They're doing what they're told to do. And, America, they want you to believe it. And if not, then we're going to send in some bureaucracy that we created, and we're going to, through oppressive means, shut you down illegally. That's exactly what they're doing today. But what happens when 318 million people say enough is enough? Hey, folks, and then we come together as one nation under God. Oh, that's what they're scared to death of. That's why they're attacking your Christian foundation and your Christian heritage and your constitutional heritage, friends, on a daily basis. They want to show you that, listen, you've got no power within yourself to stand against us. They just don't want you to see how many us are. Because once you see that, they know then and, friends, then and on that day, it is all over with. But friends, I'm here to tell you again, they don't have the support. We need to lawfully remove these people and replace them. And to hold these people accountable for their violations, their known violations of what the Constitution says. Because they can read it just as simply as I can and as simply as you can. Now, interestingly enough, over the head of the Supreme Court building in Washington, D.C., there's a huge engraving of Moses with the Ten Commandments in his hands. The inscription under Moses states, "Justice, the guardian of liberty." See, our founders have laid it in stone, a truth that reproves those who sit in the Supreme Court chambers today. And it would serve the American people well to do the same. And I end with this. President Andrew Jackson was right when he said, if the Supreme Court is the final arbiter to decide the differences of what the Constitution says, then America, listen carefully to the 7th President of the United States. Then we have ceased to be our own rulers under God, and the Supreme Court is now our ruler. Folks, that will never happen on my watch.
And I want to add, too, you know, if the Supreme Court passed a law stating that the earth was flat, would that make it so?
Oh, they would go, America would go right along with it.
Yeah, when you look at it, just because they say that one man and one man marrying each other is considered marriage, that does not make it so. Sorry. That does not make it so, as much as them declaring that the earth is flat is going to make it flat, because it's round and it's always been round.
The only thing flat is what's on their shoulders.
That's exactly right. Now, we are preaching the truth from the housetops, and we're doing this on a 24-hour basis. Literally, you can dial into our radio show 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and we're preaching this message literally not only across this nation, but internationally as well. For those of you who can support, please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty and support us on a monthly basis. We sincerely need your support to be able to do what we do and be able to reach out to the masses. And for those that say, listen, I can't maybe do it on a monthly basis, but I'd sure love to give when I can, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Click on the button at the upper left-hand corner that says Donations Gratefully Received. Also, please check out the store with all of our great products. There's no reason why you can't be preaching the gospel in season, out of season, all the time.
Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18. We will talk to you in 23. See ya.
So suddenly, Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play in the political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to ourflags.com. That's R, like rebel, R, the letter R. Ourflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? Ourflags.com. That's ourflags.com. Go now.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.